Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Today is Monday, January 23rd. Again, I'm going to get that right. Today is Monday, January 23rd, 2023. Give honor to God who has hid our life. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. My name is Alice Marie, and I just want to thank you for joining us here with God this morning, a new day that we've never seen before. When someone is singing or praying, put your phone on mute. Feel free to follow them as they sing. Oh, yes, 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 worshiping God. When the phone is on mute, I encourage you to claim whatever's being prayed, called out, rejoice, agree, call out names of those in need of what's being prayed for. You all made a good decision, a good choice, putting God first this morning, starting your day off in the Word. Again, thank you for joining me here in God this morning and one another. Oh, yes, give honor to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So this morning, I would like to start out with a song. So I encourage y'all who think you can sing or know you can sing, oh, this gives you good practice. God loves and joyful noise. It's making a joyful noise to God. Not about nobody on this line. It's all about God. So I ask anyone who would like to make a joyful noise to the Lord, sing a song or part of a song, feel free to right now.
Okay, I'll sing a song this morning. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There's power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Must Jesus carry his cross alone, and all the world go free? There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. There's power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful song. So if anyone that thinks they can't sing, this is your time, because God loves a joyful noise. He can make a joyful noise into the Lord.
This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone. I'll sing a little small version of the song. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow's grass, and he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health, and he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. Safe in his arms. Thank you, Father, for that. I just appreciate God for that portion of that song. I just thank God that everything I need is in him. Everything we need is in him, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that portion of the song. Oh, yes. Anyone else? Yes, I'll make a drop for Noah. Long, long time ago, my heart was covered in sin. My head bowed down to sorrow, and the devil kept me wrapped in sin. Oh, I kept on searching till I found him. I kept on searching till I found him. I kept on searching till I found him. King of Kings. Oh, I kept on searching. Kept on searching till I found him, King of Kings. He changed my mind so I can think right. He changed my tongue so I can talk right. He changed my heart so I can love right. He changed my hands so I can clap right. He changed my feet so I can walk right. King of Kings. Oh, I kept on searching till I found him. Kept on searching till I found him, King of Kings. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay. Is there another? Okay, if not, what we're going to do is we are not going to petition for anything. We're not going to ask God for anything. We're just going to give him praises because he loves praises. So we're just going to praise him for what we already prayed for, that we're still waiting on. Praise God for what he's done for us, somebody else. Anything you want to praise God for, this is the time to give him praise and glory and worship him. Oh, yes, so the lines are open. Unmute your phone. And everybody just come in and give him praise and glory and worship him.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes,
God, I thank you. We glorify. Hey, God, you're so good. You're so great. We praise the praises that have come
from the name of God.
Hallelujah.
Lord God,
my God, my God,
no promises.
Jesus,
all of you, Father, for you know the best for me. You know the plan that you have.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
I thank you now, God.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
say yes. Enemy in the name of Jesus. And then when the enemy tries to come in,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
My God, my God, my God.
Hallelujah. Because you give us the power to resist the devil. And he shall be in the name of God.
Hallelujah.
And I said,
thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Every day that you wake us up, for this is the day that you have made, Lord,
So we're going to rejoice in this day, Father, in the name of Jesus, and be glad in it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the prayers that has went up this morning already. Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for guardian angels. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for ministering angels, for the warring angels fighting our battles for us in the heavens in the name of Jesus, going forth right now, God, to the north, to the south, and the east, and to then to the west right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thanking you for protection right now, God, over us all right now, God, and our family members and everyone that's traveling on the dangerous highways and byways this morning right now, Father God, the covering will be upon them right now, God, hallelujah, the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage right now, God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus for, hallelujah, angels, hallelujah, giving us what we need and taking from us the things that we do not need today, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank Lord God this morning for opening our eyes to see, our ears to hear right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Speak, Lord, because we are listening, Father, in the name of Jesus, that any dry bones in our bodies, hallelujah, in our families, hallelujah, shall live again in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Now, any dry bones shall live again in the name of Jesus. So we plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, our bodies, our spirit, our will, and our emotions this morning right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to have your way in our lives. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth and the name of Jesus today. And, Father, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praises. We thank you for unity in the body of Christ this morning right now, God, as we pray and we come together in prayer on one accord right now, Father, for the same things in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our family members. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our children, our grandchildren, and their children. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for peace. Thank you for righteousness. Thank you for truth. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a just God, judge, for being our defense, for being our deliverer, for being our healer this morning. Thank you, Father, for answered prayer that are answered, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that we're going to trust your process this morning, God. Whatever it is that we may go through today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you have your hands upon us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Is there another?
Yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you again for this opportunity just to be in your presence, Lord, because in your presence is fullness of joy and at your right hand pleasures forevermore. We're grateful, Lord, today because you are from everlasting to everlasting. We're grateful, Lord, today because you're omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, oh God. Yes, you are, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for being present with us right now. We appreciate you, God, for just bringing us together. Thank you, Lord, today for Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for rising up from the grave, and you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because of your victory, we have the victory. Hallelujah, Monica. Yes, Lord Jesus, thank you for the victory today. Victory is ours through Jesus Christ. We're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And this morning, Lord, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So spirit of living God, continue to fall fresh upon us. Lead us, guide us, teach us, oh God. Teach us your way, oh God. Help us to follow after you, God. Help us to follow after holiness and righteousness each and every day, God. And Lord, we're thanking you that we realize we must die daily to sin. So, Lord, we just repent today for any wrongdoing, anything, Lord, that came to our minds, our mouths, oh, God, that was not pure, that was not clean. Create in us a clean heart, oh, God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And, Lord, we just thank you for your strength today. You are our strength, and you are our song, and you are become our salvation, oh, God. So, Lord, we do pray for those who are lost those who have not made a decision for Jesus. We pray for family members and people in our neighborhoods, our nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, our children, children's children, grandmothers, grandfathers. Oh, Lord, anybody who's in this earth realm right now and those who will come in the future, help them to get to know you, oh, God. Open up their eyes, Lord. We know that you're beckoning them right now. We just pray that they will heed your call, Lord, that you take away those stony hearts and give hearts of flesh, oh, God. Take the darkness from around their eyes, Lord, that they will see the light of Jesus Christ. We realize it's your will that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. So we thank you for repentant hearts today. We pray for our government today, Lord. There's a desperate need for our government to come together and stop doing abusive things for the nation, oh, God, and all across the world, oh, God. We just pray for peace, Lord. We know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and many people just need to come to Jesus Christ. So we pray for the peace of God that comes because people come to Jesus. So we thank you today, Jesus, for that peace that surpasses all understanding. And every one of our needs we know are met because of what you have said in your word. So we thank you for it this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. I don't want to stop anybody who made their mind up to pray this morning. Is there another? Heavenly Father, Lord, we come here this morning agreeing with one another and praying in your name, Heavenly Father. We're praying for those that are out there that's lost, that never knew you, Father, that they get to know you, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those, Heavenly Father, that have backslid, Almighty God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That they, too, come back to your hand, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those that may be out there right now, crying out to you wherever they may be, crying out to you this morning, Heavenly Father. Answer their cry, Lord. Father, we're praying for those that having surgery, maybe having surgery at this moment, those that are having surgery today, this week, Heavenly Father, be with the doctors, Lord, and give the patient a speedy recovery, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we are praying for peace, Lord, peace all over this land, Heavenly Father. Father, there's violence that's going on, Heavenly Father, and we're just praying that the people that are doing all these violent crimes and break-ins, Lord, robbing and stealing, be exposed, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for peace, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we are praying for unity. Oh, yes, within family members, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You know everything, Heavenly Father. You know every hair on our head, Lord. And, Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to work in our life for our good, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, there is no one like you. There is no one like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And, Lord, we're praying that you touch those in office, Heavenly Father, the government and the nations and in the nations, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 that they come to realize, Lord, that they are in authority and they should be doing right by the people. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we pray for marriages, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those that are in need of jobs, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for the homeless, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those people that are in need, Lord. You are a provider, Heavenly Father. Provide for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that may be in a storm right now, Heavenly Father, bring them out of the storm, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You are God who provides, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You are a shelter in the midst of a storm, Lord. So whatever the one may be going through right now, Lord, bring them out of this storm, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those that are out there that are addicted to drugs, Heavenly Father, whatever it might be. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Oh, touch them, Heavenly Father. Father, you know what each and every one of us are in need of, Heavenly Father. You know our desires, our dreams, our goals, Lord. You know our thoughts, Heavenly Father. So, Father, right now, I just ask you to work in each and every one of us and our family in need for our good, Heavenly Father. And Father, I connect all the prayers that have been prayed, Lord, to Father who are in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Give us everybody we're praying for this hour. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses. Forgive those who trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory. In Jesus' name, we all agree with one another and praying. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So what we're going to do now is take prayer requests. And if you don't have a prayer request, you could just give your name. If you have a testimony, praise the Lord, you can give that at this time.
Yes, God. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Good morning. Good morning. We thank God for being here. Part of the broadcast this morning. We thank God we were able to get the PA system over the weekend. Somebody for it. We had a wonderful time at the Uncle Powell's. Hallelujah. We thank God feeling better this morning. It's actually to keep me and the family in prayer. We thank God for each and every one here in the name of Jesus. And pray that the ministry grows. Pray that it's painless and ourselves in agreement with God in the name of Jesus. Because God is awesome. And we thank you. Wife and I thank you for your prayers. Amen.
Good morning,
Sister Gladys. This morning, I just appreciate God. This is my praise report. I thank God for His protection. I wanted to say this last week, but I didn't say it. I just appreciate God for His protection upon me. There was a road rage incident that happened. This guy tried to make me run into him, and then he just kept stopping about three lights down. He just kept, riding over in front of me and on the side of me. He wouldn't let me go around him each way I tried to go around him, so I just turned off. And so I thank God for his protection because while I was in that incident and stuff like that, and I just appreciate God for his protection. And that keeping me, that was the first time that I ever encountered that. I see that on television, and I hear it about other people, but it happened to me. And I said, oh, my goodness, but I thank God for keeping me with giving me with a spirit of peace. I didn't get angry. I just kept looking at him, and I just blowing my horn for him to move out of the way. And each time that I would try to turn off, he would turn off ahead of me. And I appreciate God, too. And then later on, when I got ready to go and take care of a client that I fell, and I just slipped and lost my bearing. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, God, I thank you. I thank you because I'm just a little sore right now, but I thank God that no bones were broken in it. I just appreciate God for his protection upon me and his hand on me today and those other days. So I just wanted to thank God for all that he did.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name, Father. We bless your name, God. We pray your
thank
name for protection.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, this Sister Yvonne. I just thank God for being here this morning and keep my family in prayer.
Amen. I just want to just request prayer for my vehicle. Nothing wrong with it. I pray I can get it fixed.
It won't be a major pray for me because I haven't driven it in.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'll be today. I will be speaking at the Women's Day program at Pine Street Baptist Church. So keep me aware that I will present the Word of God the way He would want me to. That people will be blessed and moved to serve Him better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, man.
Anyone
else? Good morning. This is Teresa. I was just listening and wanted to ask prayer. Was at the hospital last night with my mom, and the doctors are saying that her kidneys are now shutting down. And I'm just asking for prayer. We are in the process of trying to locate an inpatient hospice facility and just want favor with that process of the place that we really want her transferred to and that meets criteria for that at this time. Just want favor in the process of just everything going forward.
Amen.
Good morning. Scholastic is here listening in agreement just to continue praying for salvation and for families. Thank you. You all have a blessed week.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. So, the scripture of the week for this week is Matthew 12 and 25, and it reads, "But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom..." Wait a minute, let me repeat that. Matthew 12 and 25. "But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or home divided against itself would not stand." So here, you know, it requires unity within the buildings, I mean within families, within companies, within the government. It requires unity. And if there's no unity, then everything going to fall apart. So we have to keep that in mind about unity. So also today, Genesis 17:17 says, "Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? So, seeing it was too late. When God told Abraham that he and Sarah was going to finally have a baby, he fell face down and laughed. Both of them were long past the age of producing a child. Sometimes God put promises in our heart that are so big, so out of the ordinary, that all we can do is laugh. But God has not miscalculated. He had everything strategically planned down to the smallest detail. God waited purposefully for the odds to be against them. Perhaps you have something that you're believing for. Dreams to come to pass, problems to turn around. You've been praying, standing in faith, but nothing is happening, and it seems too late. Many times God waits on purpose until the obstacle is too big. So when he turns it around, there won't be any doubt that it was his favor, his healing, his power, that's making a way where there was no way. Don't be discouraged when it seems too late. You're in the prime position for God to show out in your life. So never think it's too late, no matter how long you've been waiting and how it may seem, but it's never, never too late. So Isaiah 43:25-26 says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. That's Isaiah 43:25-26. We try as ardently as possible in modern culture to establish the ultimate goodness of humanity and sufficiency and our own governorship. There is the idea that we can make a difference in this world, find happiness and fulfillment, and because of our basic goodness, get to heaven. It doesn't work like that, though. The Israelites proved time and again the impossibility of doing what is right and fulfilling God's law. They were an example of the failure of human beings to be worthy of an eternal reward. In today's passage, God said that he would blot out their transgressions. Their sins were serious, and in order for the Israelites to be justified, God would be just. In this prophecy, Isaiah pointed to the Messiah who one day would be punished for sin. God would deal justly with the sins by taking the punishment himself. This is what Jesus did for all. The Father blots out sins through Christ. He counts the sins by his grace and remembers it no more. In Isaiah prophecy, he invited the Israelites to state their case before him if they believed they were deserving of his grace, but there was silence. Humans are flawed. We need to be rescued. God, by his grace, does the rescuing and gives us eternal life. As we serve him and enjoy him, we discover true purpose and happiness that results from our forgiveness and relationship with him. He must reflect more on his grace and be in awe of him. Dear God, please help us to remember your grace every day. Every day. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
Okay, Psalm 25:4-5 says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. And you, I wait all the day. The Lord said, David was a man after my own heart who would do all my will. Indeed, he was. David served, he followed, and loved the Lord because of his faithfulness. God chose his family to be the one through whom the Messiah will come. As we move through the song, we find truth that shows us why David was a man after God's heart. Notice how David prays here, show me your way, O Lord, teach me your path. This implies a forsaking of his own ways and a readiness to cast aside his own ways to follow God's ways. There are the ways of man and the ways of God, the path of sin and the path of righteousness, the ways of truth and the ways of error. There is the right way and there is the wrong way. And for too many believers want all of God's blessings their own way as well. However, David said, lead me in your truth and teach me. God can't lead someone who won't follow. To be a follower of God, you must yield to him a longing in your heart for him to guide you into truth must exist. The secret to receiving more truth is being obedient to the truth you already have. Become a true follower of God, and he will teach you more. Lord, we want to follow you. We surrender our heart and will to you. Show us your ways. Teach us and lead us, and we will follow you. Oh, yes, we will in Jesus' name, Father. We will follow you. So I'd like to know, is there anyone that didn't give a prayer request that would like to give it now, that came to their mind? I don't want to overlook anyone.
Yes, this is Sister Mary, and I'm asking for prayer today for me. And my daughter was traveling, so I'm traveling Mercy and Grace. Thank you.
Okay, Sister Mary, would you say that again? I heard a part about you and your daughter traveling, but I thought you said something at first. Would you repeat that, please?
Oh, this prayer for me and a prayer for traveling.
With your daughter now.
Thank you.
Okay.
You didn't get her daughter name.
Oh, I got it.
Sure. Oh. Yes. Uh-huh. Thank you.
What's your daughter name?
Sure.
Charlotte?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is Sister Gladys. I have a prayer request. My medication, and I'm asking for prayer already, you know, for the medicines that they cannot get. It just seems like every prescription that the doctor writes for me, for my Trulicity, my Truvada, you know, my insulin is about to go out. But I'm just trusting in God. I just want prayer for the sake, trusting in God that he knows best for me and how to handle this situation. It seems like there's roadblocks everywhere I turn, not only one, but two, not three that I need. It's not available to me, and it's vital that I take these medications. But I thank God for sustaining me thus far. And I don't know, you know, like his ways are higher than our ways and stuff. I don't know what, you know, I'm just going to trust this process on how all of this is panning out, because I want to get out of some of these medications. So I just want to just trust in him and know that he has his hand on everything that deals, you know, with all of us. So I'm just thanking God for that I get some answers about that, you know, from him about this medication that I need, my Trulicity, my Truvada, and my other medication that I desperately need. I'm having problems with getting it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
Good morning. Sister Lucinda here today. So happy to be here. And I had an ultrasound and good results. And I just like to give gratitude and thanks to God for continued favor in my life. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
I apologize. I didn't get your name.
Lucinda.
Lucinda. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we're praying for Pastor Harper and his family, Yvonne's family. We're praying for Darlene's vehicle, Lord, Darlene's vehicle, and that she get a good price for repair and get the right person on that car. And praying for her when she speaks on the 29th, Lord, just give her the words that you want her put in her mind and her heart, the words that you want to be said. So speak through her, Heavenly Father. We're praying for Teresa's mom, the situation that her mom is going through and where she should be. Give her insight on where to place her mom and going forward about the situation, and pray for her family. And we're praying for Mary and Mary's daughter Charlotte, and they're traveling. And we're also praying for Gladys' situation, about her medication, that she be able to get her medicine. We are also praying for salvation and family. And if you come up with anything while we are praying, anything your heart is led to pray for, do so at that time while we're praying. So I mute your phones. They're already on mute, so let's just start praying right now.
Hello?
Oh, yes, Heavenly Father.
We just
let
So we're sending healing words out right now. Oh, God, that sickness in the kidney could be reversed, oh, God. The kidneys would function as they should in the name of Jesus. Lord, restore her kidney health. Touch her medical of her head to the sole of her feet, God. Oh, God, we pray for all those this morning suffering in the area of the kidneys, oh, God, our nephews, our grandson. Lord, we know you're able. We know you're a healing Jesus. Lord, we thank you for doing it right now. Now, Lord, we pray that you continue, oh God, send your salvation to families everywhere, Lord. We send a healing word. We send a word of salvation. We send a word of deliverance to those homes. Oh, God, there's so many who are caught up in drug addiction, alcoholism, some are caught up in various sexual perversions. God, we come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Concerning your people everywhere, God. Lord, we pray for peace and love and joy in marriages. We pray, Lord God, for unity, oh God. We pray, Lord God, in families that relationships would be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the healing, oh God, of the minds of your people, oh God. We come against all types of mental, oh God, illnesses in the name of Jesus. Regulate the minds of your people. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, turn the hearts of many to turn to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the spirit of conviction to touch the hearts and minds of people that they would repent of their sins and be saved. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our young people going to and fro this week to school. Bless them, oh, God. Bless them in the schoolhouse, Lord. Oh, God, we come against the violence in our schools. We come against the violence in our communities. We come against the violence. We come against, oh, God, bomb and terrorism. We come, oh, God, we rebuke right now domestic terrorism. God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray that every evil plan and plot, oh, God, would be destroyed right now. We pray your purpose will be done in the lives of your people this day. Move on the hearts, the minds of our people. oh God, government officials. Lord, we pray for godly legislation. Lord, we pray that that America be restored. Oh God, back to, oh God, it's a good country. Oh God, being led by Christian principles, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we know we're able to do all these things. We pray, oh God. Oh God, that your power is straight in our lives. By the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for ruling and reigning in our hearts. We thank you for ruling and reigning in our minds. Oh God, we pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to lead us out this day now and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, open up job opportunities, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, save in the prisons, oh God. Remember those that cost, oh God, incarcerated on today. Lord, we pray, oh God, that they will be, oh God, saved, oh God. We pray for Christian men and women, oh God, to witness to those in prisons, oh God, that they have a mind to turn to Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come, oh God, into repentance. So we pray for souls to be saved everywhere. We pray for the backsliding this morning. Lord, you say you're married to the backslider. God, restore those. Oh, God, that they would come back to you, Jesus, and serve you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we claim our hearts in order. Kingdom of God. We claim our grandchildren, our granddaughters, our grandsons, our great-grandchildren. We pray and we speak salvation to young people and children everywhere. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we plead the blood over our homes, over our families. We plead the blood over our communities. We plead the blood over our nations. In the name of Jesus, we'll be so careful. Give you the glory and the honor.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, our sister Marie. You've done a fantastic job this morning leading us. And
yes.
If you weren't here,
yes. Here thank you, Jesus.
And one of the things that she did tell us is that it's never too late. As God blessed Abraham and Sarah with a baby at an old age, he can still do things. That sometimes you may have been waiting for a while for something to happen, but you continue to praise and thank God for whatever it is you have prayed for, and you will begin to see it come and manifest in your life. So thank you, our sister Marie, for that point today. So as we're leaving today, we're grateful for everyone who is here. Thank God that you have made it to this particular day, the 23rd day of January. But that, I mean, we're moving into this year. I mean, it seems like it's going fast, but it's going at the right speed because it's 24 hours in a day, and God makes every day to be the best that we can have, no matter what we're going through. So this morning I make a declaration for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that we will continue to rejoice in the Lord because the Lord God is our strength, and he makes our feet like hind feet. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're able to walk upon high places. Amen. So I decree this morning that when our ways please the Lord, he will make our enemies to be at peace with us. I decree today that you will come to your grave in old age like the stacking of grain on the threshing floor in its season. I decree the Lord's word
and I that he says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the pommel worm, my great army which I sent among you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that we have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in God. And I decree that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We continue to resist the devil, and he shall flee from us. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree that we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives, and that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. I decree that our families are coming into the kingdom, and they will be victorious also through Jesus Christ. So as we go, I want you to know that I love you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself. Yes. Thank you for loving your family, your friends, and your foes. As we love people into the kingdom, we know that the kingdom will be blessed because of that. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Oh, before I go, I want to remind you, if I do not have your address or if you have given it to me, I may have lost it. The phone was acting up. So if you would please just send your address to me, just singly send it to me. I have some gifts from Africa. When I went over there, I did buy some things for their souvenirs for each person that sends your address, because if I don't have the address, I don't know where to send it. So anyway, God bless you. I love you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. 859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.